We're up to Tera Chuf Pei in Lichut Emoran Chelek Aleph. Rabbein Ezal says, Be'inyan Segulas HaPidyon, about the concept of a pidyon. Now, by the way, the word Segula, it pays to know that this word is used in many different ways. One of the best definitions that applies to all the different definitions that I use, the word segula means something basically that does something, something that functions a certain way, and yet we don't understand fully why. For example, Bnei Yisrael are called Am Segula. What's Taich Am Segula? We are a nation which is selected by Hashem. Hashem loves us over all the other nations, Lahavdil, and yet this seems to be an item that doesn't really have a logical explanation. That's the concept of segula. When we say that this medicine, this item is good, it helps for this item, it means it's something which has no obvious logical reason, but yet in many cases, Rabbein Ezal gives the reasons. For example, we had a Torah, a segula for Zera Shel Kayoma was Uvarosh Eichot Sheichem. And Rabbein Ezal explained the whole depth about Miloy Halavona, Askar Alaravia, you know, a whole different explanation about it. Now Rabbi Ezal is going to talk about the inyan of this, the inyan segulas hapidyon, about giving a pidyon to a tzaddik. What a pidyon means basically is when a person, you want to ask something?
No.
Oh, okay. That when a person has any type of problem, generally referring to a health problem or any type of problem, begashmias or beruchnias, a person goes to a tzaddik, he gives him a sum of money, the tzaddik takes the money from him and does certain things with the money. Whatever he does is one item. The act of the person who's in the state of tzara giving over the money to the tzaddik, that act is called giving a pidyon, giving money for a pidyon, that concept. So now Rabbein Ezal says, Be'inyan segulas hapidyon. By the way, it's interesting to note the Rav Nachman Shigurin Zal brings a remez to this concept of pidyon by the pasuk in the Torah, which talks about giving money to tzedakah, about bringing money. I forget exactly, v'tzarto hakesef. I think that's by Meister Sheni. It talks about certain part of the food that has to be brought bedafka to Yerushalayim. We mentioned many times Yerushalayim is a concept of the tzaddik emes. Yerushalayim, Rabbein Ezal Sadiq ben an Eitzerf in Yerushalayim, that concept. So this was the you either brought this food to Yerushalayim or you had it exchanged for money and brought the money and bought food and ate the food in Yerushalayim with it, if the food would have been too cumbersome to bring to Yerushalayim. So the word in here is vitzarto hakesef, and the Gemara has holy mudim from that word vitzarto, that it means you must use kesef tsura, you must use coins that have a picture on them. There's holy mudim that the Gemara brings in different places in Shas, what we learn from that word vitzarto. Rav Nachman Shigurin Zal brings the word vitzarto hakesef. The word vitzarto is the letters tzoreis. Zarais, the solution is hakesef. The solution is this concept of a pidyon to get yourself out of tzarais. And note the word kesef is used, not zahav. Zahav is din. We mentioned zahav hatenufa, elokai va'areim mecha. We had a whole shiur on that last week or 2 weeks ago, whenever it was. Kesef is chasodim. Kesef is always an inyan of chesed, whiteness. Gold is reddish gold. Kesef is white. Vitzarta ha-kesef hamtokas hadinim. That's what Rabbein Ezal is about to explain. Rabbein Ezal says, Binyan skulas ha-pidyoin mo'ois heim bechinas dinin. Money is a concept of din. Anybody got an explanation to that? Money is din.
It's the same as the nefesh, which is also din. You mentioned that it comes from the same origins.
Right. Where does it come from?
From Bina, b'kisei.
That's one item. Go ahead. I know, yeah, but I'm looking for a specific item. That was the thing to know for this item is mitzofain zohov yuaso mitzofain tiposa choro. Ra is evil, comes from the left. North is the left side. Rabbi Zal spoke in the shiur this morning about which way shul should be facing. The proper way of facing is straight ahead. Straight ahead is east. That makes to the left north. Left is always din. Excuse me, that's why it says mitzofin tiposa choro'o, din, ra, and mitzofin zohav yuaso, money. Money is an inyan of the left side, din. Rabbein Ezal here is going to bring a different proof. K'moy shekosav, as the pasuk says, this kol hayikum asher baragleihem. The pasuk says about the yidden and everything that stood them up on their feet. So the Gemara says, that refers to all their wealth, because it's the wealth of a person that stands him up on his feet. What gives a person his whole tekuma? How wealthy he is. The poorer a person is, we picture a poor person as hunched over, that concept. The concept of an onov is one who doesn't go bekema zekufa. Why? He recognizes his dalos. He recognizes his poverty and greatness, that concept. So now Rabbi Nezal says, that's the money. Nimtso hamo'is hem b'chinas raglin. So that tells us that money is a concept of feet, that which stands a person up. And feet, v'ze b'chinas tzedek yikra'ehu l'raglai. Feet are referred to as tzedek. V'tzedek malchusa kadisha. Tzedek is malchus. Tzedek is din. Tzedek tedaberun. Tzedek yikra'ehu l'raglai. Tzedek is an Indian of malchus. O malchus, hu bechinas dinin, ki dino de malchus adina. Malchus is a concept of din, as the Gemara says, dino de malchus adina. V'alkein mo'ois hem bechinas dinin. So there's no question at all that money is an Indian of din, because that's what stands a person up, like his feet. Feet are din, so money is din. Rabbi Nezal says, v'tzorech lahamtik hadinin b'shoroshon. Whenever a person finds himself in a state of tsar, tsorois, min hametzar, korosiko, tsorois is an Indian of constriction. When a person finds himself in a state of constriction, din, he has to go to the origin of the din and sweeten it over there. Rabbi Nezal says, v'shoresh hadinin b'bina. The origin of din within the qualities of Hashem within the spheroids is the sphere of Bina. Kemoshe Kozov, as the pasuk says in Mishlei about the Torah, Ani Bina Li Gvura. I am Bina, to me is Gvura. All Gvura stems from Bina. How do we know that the Torah is Bina? What lets us know that the Torah is Bina?
It was in 40 days.
It was given in 40 days. This year we had the Shabbos, Parshas Teruma. Teruma is Torah Mem. An Indian of Bina, an Indian of Tztaka, an Indian of Pidyon. Truma is an Indian of a Pidyon, which is this concept of Torah Mem, a concept of Bina, Hamtoka Sadinim. Now Rabbi Nezal says, that's why we give it Dafka to the Kohen, who's the Isha Chesed. Who do we give Truma to? To the Kohen, who's the Isha Chesed. Now Rabbi Nezal says, V'alkein al yedei shemenichin hayodayim al hamo'ois, through the act of a tzaddik, placing his hand on the money, nimtokin hadinim. That physical act causes a sweetening of din. The act of the money being put into the hands of the tzaddik, and the tzaddik places his hands upon the money, that causes a sweetening of din. Rabbi Nezal is going to explain how. Ki yesh bebina gimel yodayim. Within bina, there is a concept of three hands. Now let's start off picturing this in the simplest form. We're talking about the spheroids. You have Keser, Chochma, Bina. What shoots out from Bina? Chesed and Gvura, basically, are the two spheroids who come from Bina. Actually, it's the whole Zeranpin. But for starters, Zeranpin splits out into two sections, Chesed and Gvura, correct? Chesed and Gvura are called Beis Yodayim, the two hands, the right hand and the left hand. So from Bina, we have a right hand and a left hand coming, and Rabbi Nezal is going to show that the third hand is the bringing together of the two hands. Rabbi Nezal says now, Ki yesh bebina gimel yodayim, haynu sheyesh shom beis yodayim. There are two hands. Within Bina, if you recall, we once mentioned about a sukkah, that sukkah is an Indian of Bina. How do we know that sukkah is Bina? Because sukkah combines Samach Hei and Chav Vav, which means Chav Vav stands for Yud Kei Vav Kei, the spheroids of Chesed, Gvura, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, Yesod, which are Nechor and Yud Kei Vav Kei. Malchus is the last Kei. In other words, Aleph, Dalet, Nun, Yud, Samach Hei, 65. So whenever we talk about Bina, we're talking about something in which is Nechlal, the whole Zerampin and Malchus, Zerampin and Nekud Zerampin. So if we're talking about Bina, and if Zerampin Malchus is a concept of Yodayim, that was the beginning of Zerampin is Yodayim, it means the Yodayim are contained within Bina. Whatever is over it contains that which is below it plus, that kind of concept. So now Rabbi Nezal says, Ki yesh bebina gimel yadayim, sheyesham beiz yadayim. There are basically two yadayim, yad hagdayla, v'yad hachazaka. Those are two terms applied in the Torah to hands. Gedula is chesed, Chazaka is Gevura, Chayzek Yod, ki bechayzek Yod, Hoytzi Hashem in Mitzrayim, as Bnei Yisrael in Mitzrayim, uklolius hayodayim hu yad harama, and the klolius of the yodayim, they bring together the hands, where they are nichlal together, they form a third item, a bechina of tiferes, which is called yad harama. V'alkein, and therefore, al yedei shebo hamo'is, shehu hadinin, lahayodayim, shehem bechinas gimel yodayim shebebino, through the act of this money, which is din, going into the hands of the tzaddik, which are a concept of the three hands of bina. We're going to explain soon in more detail why. Nimtokin hadinin b'sharoshon. That causes a hamtokas hadin in its origin, in bina. We said bina was the origin of din. If we can shoot up to bina, we sweeten all din. Ki sharoshon hu bina. The sheirish of din is bina. Sheshom hagimul yadayim hanal. That is where the gimul yadayim are that we spoke about. V'tzorech lahamtik hadin shebozeh ha'olam ho'asiyo. A person has to sweeten the din that exists within this olam ho'asiyah that we're in, al yedei hashloisha yadayim sheyesh b'chol olam v'olam mehagimul olamos shelamala mizeh ha'olam ho'asiyah. A person has to see to it to sweeten the din that exists within our world, the olam ho'asiyah, by drawing forth a tikkun from the bina of the three worlds above us, atzilut sheheim, Hainu, Atzilus, Bria, Yetzira. From those three worlds, we're going to bring a tikkun from the bina of those three worlds. We're going to bring a tikkun to the din within the Olam Ha'asiyah. Ukeshemam tikadin shel Olam Ha'asiyah b'shloish yadayim shebi Yetzira. When a person wants to sweeten the din that exists in our world, Olam Ha'asiyah, utilizing the three hands of the Olam Ha'Yetzira, which means the bina of the Olam Hayitzira, Nimtak al yedei Shem shel Membeis. The form that Bina takes on within the Olam Hayitzira is the basic name of Hashem, the Shem Membeis, Aleph Beis Gimel, Ona B'choyach Gedula Simincha Tater Tzurah, the first letters. There are 42 first letters in that name of Hashem, Aleph Beis Gimel, Yotov Tzadik, etc., etc., Shin Kuvav Tzadik Yotov, Shaosinu Kabel Shema Tzadik, etc., etc. So Rabbi Nizal says, he's quoting the Arizal here, that the Bina of the Olam Hayetzira is represented by the 42 letters of Ona B'chayach. Item 1. Item 2. Ki Membeis Begimatria Gimel Po'omim Yad. Because 42 is Begimatria, three times yad, basically. So when we say that you have to be mamtik din through the act of bina is an inyan of the shem membeis, because membeis is maisa bereshis. How did maisa bereshis take place? Abba Omer, Ima Oisa. Chochma gave the command. Bina was the one who actually did the act of creation. So Maisa Bereshis is Bina. Membeis is Bina, which is a gematria of three times Yad, three Yadayim. So within the Olam Hayitzira, it takes the basic form of the name of Hashem on a B'chayach. Uba Olam Habriya, we go up to the next world. Nimtak al Yedei Shem Ekye V'Shem Yudke Vov. There, the Hamtoka Sadin, the Bina over there, is in the form of two names of Hashem, Ekye, which is 21, and the letters Yud Ke Vav, which are again 21, the total of which is 42. That's the form that Bina takes on in the Olam Habriya. Sheshnehem Gamken Gematria Membeis Gimel Tomim Yad. That's also a total of 42, three times Yad. Ulamala ba'olam ha'atzilus, when we go higher to the bina of the olam ha'atzilus, nimtak al yedei membeis oisiyos shel shemo. There, the hamtoka sadin is done via the 42 letters of the shem mo. How do you get 42 letters? Hainu poshut, umilui de milui. Note again, we need three yodayim. The three yodayim are the poshut, the milui, and the milui, the milui. Poshut, shem mo, poshut is how many letters? Four letters. It's yud ke vav ke, basically. Milui shem mo, to add up to 45, it's yud vav dalet, ke aleph, Vav Aleph Vav, K Aleph, is 10 letters. We have 10 plus 4 is 14. If you take the Milui de Milui, which means you take each one of those 10 letters and split it out a second time, so that Yud Vav Dalet becomes Yud Vav Dalet, Vav Aleph Vav, Dalet Lamed Tav. In that manner, you get a total, the sum total of the Poshut Milui and Milui de Milui is 42 letters. I wrote it out on paper for myself just to double check to make sure I knew the right Gematrios. In other words, the right. That it's Vov Aleph Vov in each case, and it's K Aleph, you know, etc., etc. It comes out to exactly 42 letters. That's the form that Bina takes on in the Olam HaAtzilus. So now Rabbi Nizal says, Vitzorich, period. So this is the Hamtoka Sadin that a tzaddik has to accomplish. When a person comes to him, a person is in a state of tzar, tzorois. The person needs a hamtoka, the person needs a sweetening, a harchova, a broadening, to be mefashet the tzimtzum. The tzaddik does it by going up to the origin of din, which is bina, and he's mamshech a tikkun to this person who's in the olam ha'asiya by drawing three levels of membeis. Membeis from here, membeis from here, membeis from here. So that's how he brings about a tikkun. Now you'll note, interestingly, that we said that the whole din, that mo'is is an inyan of din, malchus hamtokas adin. You'll note that these three times membeis, we mentioned many times, that malchus is din, dina de malchus adina. What's the hardest part of din? What's, in other words, when we talk about din, if we want to qualify it more din, the achirayim. Achirayim is super din. Achirayim is more din. The achirayim. Just a second, the Achirayim of Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, Aleph, Aleph Dalet, Aleph Dalet Nun, Aleph Dalet Nun Yud is 126, which is this three times Membeis. We're bringing a Hamtoka from three worlds, from Atzilos, Bria, and Yetzira. We're bringing a Hamtoka to this concept of Din, which is this whole concept of Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, the whole concept of Mo'is, Tzedek Yikrael Araglai, this whole union of Malchus, the whole union of Dina de Malchus Adina. If you recall, Rabbi Zal once explained that's the whole union why, how does the Gemara dare to compare David HaMelech, what animal does the Gemara compare David HaMelech to?
Var, what?
Sus. Misnamnein Kisus. What do you think? That's Anova. His Anova was compared. But the Gemara says that he was Misnamnein Kisus. Who would dare to use the words chas? In other words, no matter what you're saying, how do you dare to say David HaMelech and that word in one breath? The Sifra Kabbalah brings Sus is the Acharayim of the Aleph Dalet Nun Yod. In other words, that was showing that he is the simian of Malchus. That's why he never slept more than 60 winks in a row, meaning he slept a maximum 60 winks, then another 60, and always chopped up. Sus is Samach, Vesamach, etc. No, it's that concept of 60 and 60, never 60 veloyad bechlal, meaning up to 60, 59. 60 would have been a bechin of death. He always slept up to 60 wings because he was the Malchus Dikdusha, Shishim Hema Malachos. His whole Shlemus was totally in this concept of 60. So we're saying here that you have this concept of the Achirayim of Aleph Dalet Nun Yod, which is this Kuf Chavo. That's why it says Sheker Hasus L'Shua. Those people who think that the Melchama is done by horses, it's not that. It's done via Tefillah, via Tzedek. Tzedek Lefon Av Yahalech, V'yosei Madar Tomov, Tzedek Lefon Av Yahalech, the first letter is Tzali, Tadavim, Tadavim Tashem, the Ikra Melchama is through Tefillah.
Yeah, and my wife's
That's not an authentic picture of him, is it? You think it is? Okay.
It's interesting that you say Malchus is Samach and Abina is Mem. Right. Because Mem is Samach when I say Mem.
Exactly. 100%. In other words, there is Vatelachna Shtehen Yachto, these two, the upper Shina, the lower Shina. There definitely is an association between them. If you recall, the ring that's given to a Kala has to be a Mem and a Samach, both combined.
What's the point of saying it was Achayim of Aleph
Dalet? Din, more Din. Aleph Dalet is Din, Achayim is Din. We're showing how this combination of these three Membeis is bringing a Hamtaka Sadim.
So what were you trying to show them? The fact that
he's Malchus. That it wasn't an insult. This wasn't being said to insult him. This was another form of describing Dovra Melech. He's Malchus. He is Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, or the Achiraim of Aleph Dalet Nun Yud.
The epitome of Malchus?
No. That's another representation of Malchus. That's what it is. Okay, just a minute. Let's finish. So the tzaddik, when he's given this money, he's the one who obviously has these kavonas. He's the one who's permitted to, and who has these unusual kind of kavonas, where he's mamshichei hamtoka. He goes to the bina of the three upper worlds, and he's mechaven to certain shemos, and in doing that, he brings about a hamtoka sadin for this person. Rabbi Nizal says, v'tzorech lirois shelo yehe kam, shelo yihye kamtsin. A person has to be very careful not to be a miser, not to be a cheapskate. Shelayishar etzlei dinin. Money is din. A person has to be careful that the din should not be left remaining by him. If he's got to get rid of din, he's got to get rid of some money. He's got to unload some money. Ulazeh tzorich chochmo yesero. And this takes tremendous chochmo. Lodas kamozeh tzorich litein. To know how much a person has to give, shelo yishur etzlei dinin, so that there should not be left remaining by him din. And note again, we're saying this takes tremendous chachma. How does the person get to chachma? Through malchus, through tefillah. Meaning, how can a person dream of knowing how much tzedakah is proper for me to give? Should I be giving chaymeh? Should I be giving meiser? Or people come over to me periodically during the day. They ask me for money for this. This one comes into the shul. How do I know how much to give him? That has to be part of a person's espiritus. Hashem, show me how to do the mitzvahs the right way. Could be what's too much for me is too little for someone else. What's good for another person is too little for me. How do I know? Person has to beg Hashem, that all falls into this category of Isaknenu, the Eitza Toiva. The 613 mitzvahs are called Taryag Itin, 613 Eitzos. I should get to know how to deal with each Eitza properly. Tzedakah is an Eitza. If I give too little, it's too weak an Eitza. Too much, it's Ribui Shemen. Hashem should guide us to let us know how much to give, what to give, and when to give. But at the same time, a person should understand that when a person is zeicha to give a pidyon to a tzaddik, for example, the tzaddikim that we're zeicha to know in Yerushalayim Mir HaKodesh, that there it's a very, very, very significant item. It's not stam. We're talking about people who their pshitas alone, in other words, without these kavonais, it's a tremendous accomplishment, just the basic mitzvah of tzedakah. Besides which, you have to picture that those people have learned this Torah Likutei Moran. They've had tremendous hispoidedness about this Torah Likutei Moran. They obviously know what this is all about and how to accomplish it. A person has to appreciate the zechiyah, the unbelievable privilege in giving. No, it's not that it's difficult. If I find that it's not fabulous, that I don't feel much better after I unloaded the money than when I had the money, then I'm sick. That's when a person knows that we're missing brains. By us this comes difficult, that eating is enjoyable and giving away money to tzedakah is hard. That's what shows what a sick state of mind we're in. A person has to daven to Hashem that he should become normal. He should know to enjoy what's to be enjoyed and to dislike what's to be disliked.
After a person's given the tzedakah, whatever proper amount he's supposed to give, does the money that's still left by him still have his property of din where it could damage him?
Obviously not. And as Rabbeinu is all saying here, you have to know how much you have to give so that in your giving all the din was removed.
Oh, I see.
Obviously this does, otherwise the connotation would be, hey, make sure you're not left with a penny in your pocket. And that's obviously not what he's saying here. But he's saying that it's relative. There is a certain figure, which once you hit that figure, you've removed all the din from you. And until you've hit that figure, you haven't, and you're still in danger. You gave the tzaddik money already. It wasn't enough. How am I supposed to know? I'm an idiot. Too bad. Either become an idiot, otherwise ask the tzaddik himself to advise you in this mitzvah how much to give, how much not to. Otherwise you better cry to Hashem. Hashem should guide you what to do, how to deal with inyan tzedakah. If we're told that this is one of the most precious mitzvahs in the Torah, person can buy his way into Olam Haba. The Gemara shows many stories. People who are zeicha to do it, then it means this is worth spending time. Hashem, show me how to do this mitzvah the right way. With a nedivus slave, and the right quantity, and the right quality. B'sefer panim yafa, you know, it's to do it the right way.
Are you okay? And we, yeah, I think it comes from the Latin iotus, which means to choose. There are those who cannot vote, for example, in an election, and those who can't even that's the word from that, the ancient. So in line with that, can I ask you what you recommend? Is it a political spectrum? Or are we, you know, little whiners?
Anti-political. You don't get involved in any politics at all, pretty much.
Yeah, but I mean, there's a conservatism that flows, of course, and there's progressive forces. And one cannot sit aside and just say, well, you know, we get the average stuff. I mean, one has to take a stand. And I feel strongly about that.
We generally dislike all politicians, usually.
No, I understand, but still, you know, the more fact that we're in a democracy is not to the...
No, we don't ignore it.
I voted in every election since I've been in the service.
Voted for both major party candidates.
Same here. What the
representative
view on
this.
You also voted for both major party
candidates? Every year. Okay. To be continued. Now's not a time for politics. Seriously. We're talking money.
Do we have since Ravenna? Do we have a pedion to its side?
I don't know. In other words, I think there are cases brought by Ragnosen Zahra, and I know there are cases of people who say they're doing it today. Whether the tzaddikim accept it or not is a question. I've heard Rebbe's mention of people doing it with Reb Shmuel Shapiro, for example, that type of thing. How it's taken or what, it's hard to say.
Could it feel as though, you know, if somebody brings you...
Exactly. So the answer is, I don't know. I don't know if that applies to people like us, our caliber. Or, I don't know. Again, I'm not saying definitely not.
I mean, if you're giving to a descendant or a Talmud of the Tzaddik Emes, isn't it right? Like giving to the Tzaddik Emes?
Possibly, in a way. Again, I'm saying very seriously that this is something, maybe it goes more on personal feeling. You could have one person who says that tefillah b'tmimus. It's not that he's accepting, he's making himself into a Rebbe, you know, he's doing pidyonis, that kind of thing. Just it's written here, this kind of tefillah. So I say it. Somebody gives me tzedakah for breslov, you know, I say it in that way, without any big chachmas. Another person might shy away from it because the predicament that they're in, maybe it might come off looking like a Rebbe, that kind of thing. Period. I'm saying, you know, I wouldn't swing either way on this way. I certainly would not say any kind of psak or anything like that. But I would say probably those whom we accept as tzaddikim today, probably this could apply to b'chol prateho v'digdukeh, you know, period. I've heard, for example, I have heard Reb Michel say that tefillah, you know, verbatim, on certain occasions when people presented him with money. You know, so there definitely is that concept. As to how Rebbe Zal looked at it or not, I think I recall him mentioning in a shiur, like a Monday night, Wednesday night shiur once that we would have on tape, maybe we'll come across it or something. I think I recall him hinting, sort of, that this is more an item of the past. It's not so much today done in the same manner as it was in the past. I think I recall something like that. But again, that doesn't mean chas v'shalom, that that's anything negative towards the tzaddikim today who do it, you know, or anything like that. He's implying that then it was more common and more accepted in this manner. Today we use more the terminology giving tzedakah to him. The term pidyon is used by very few people today.
In
Brussels, even in the world. In other words, maybe specific.
Almost every
city
have an expedition. Almost every.
All right, could be. And they use that word pidyon, or they stuck on
pidyon.
All right,
you're changing this Torah here with suck as well as pidyon.
Excuse me.
This Torah here, you're pointing to
exactly.
Suck as well as pidyon.
Exactly.
Listen, when you
say
give a kvittel,
not
just give like money with a kvittel, like
stuck. A kvittel. Yeah, correct. But again, by us, generally, that's not done. Continue. Go ahead.
Ravenel says we need the being in the very higher world.
Right.
Why not? I don't know.
Exactly. In other words, it seems that that's the operation that's being performed here. For example, in Yud Kei Vav Kei, excuse me, you have the last K, which is considered separate, the Malchus, which is a separate item. In other words, we look at, like, in other words, we say the first K is din and the last K is din. That's on one hand. The other way of looking at it is, L'shem Yichud Kut Shebrichu Shchintei, that the last K is din, the first three letters are chasadim. This is the chasadim, this is the din, this is the duchra, this is the nukva being mamtikir. So I'm saying at times, it seems to be presented in this way, that it's those three versus this one. At times, we say that it's these two. The two Ks are super din, and the yud and vav are chasadim. Yeah, it seems that that's relative to what you're talking.
And one thing Rizal says, by Aram Atzilus, he's a shema.
What is that? Excuse me?
He's a shema.
Exactly, as membeis.
Oh.
that the membase comes from the shemol. And that
is any members in each.
Exactly.
Why shame not
I don't know.
Oh.
I really don't know. Obviously these are things that the Arizal would explain.
Okay.
Like why it's a thing where the reason isn't obvious, that kind of thing. It's not an obvious reason, it's more of a deeper reason, a hidden reason. That kind of, no, it's the fact that Hashem loves us more, he has very valid reason. He went to market his most treasurable item, everybody spit on it. The only ones who said the accepted belief on Efesh were the Yidden. That's one example. But going back to even before that, we were the Am Segula. You know, Yisrael Ola B'machshava Tchila. There is a concept of Segula related to it. You know, just like here.
Is it 40 was been Torah has been because of 40 days?
Exactly.
Twice 40 isn't even charging.
The answer is what are you saying now?
Yeah.
Exactly. There is a concept of 50 being a concept of Bina. There is a concept of 40 being a concept of. And again, obviously, we're very young, we're kids, we were just taught a little bit. Obviously, when you learn more, no, the question is, hey, this looks silly. 1 minute this is Bina, 1 minute that's Bina, 1 minute. Obviously, when you learn more, you begin to understand why. Why is it that at this time we're referred to 40 as being at this time 50? There must be much more depth behind it than what we are aware of. We, for now, have to accept what we were taught, the Pshitas. The clarification of it, the more we learn, the more clear it'll become. Why there are 55 forms of Bina. There's Ekya, there's Membez, there's, you know, all of these things. Baruch Hashem. Next. Torah Kuf Pei Aleph. Rabbeinu Zal says, Kishemiskashrin Bekesher, Eze Anoshim, Alishechod, when a group of people unite against one individual, Afilu Imhu Adam Choshuv Yoiser Mehem, even if that individual is more respectable than they are, he is better than they are, or, you know, he's more Choshuv than they are, Al Kolze Yechaylem Lahapiloi. Still, although he's better than them, they can knock him down. When this group of people unite, all the chelke hakovoid, all the particles of kovoid that are found within each one of those individuals combines. And through that, the particles of kovoid of that individual fall and are nullified. Bebechina, says the pasuk, says Rauni Naorim Venechbou. There were youths who saw me and they ran to hide. Meaning Shehakatnus Bote Lefne Gadlus. Na'ar means small, young kid, a little kid. The kids saw me, they ran to hide. The small ones become bottle, they run to hide for the bigger ones. Meaning, Rabbeinu Zal says, Shehakatnus bote lefnei gadlus. Why? Rabbeinu Zal explains, Ki chelke hakovei shelohem. Kishenizkabetz veniskasher yachad. The chelke hakovei of these people. When it combines and unites and becomes bonded together, Hu godoel nechele kovei sheloi levadoi. It adds up to a larger total of kovei than this individual person. Im loy shezeho ish shechelkin olav hu godel b'maylo ma'oid. Except if this one whom they're being chelik against is so great ad shechelik kovoid sheloi godel yeser mikol chelke kovoid shelohem biyachad, to the point where his chelke kovoid totals up to a bigger grand total than all of their chelke kovoid combined. Azai, adarabo nizbatlem heim lefonov. Then, just the opposite. They become botel before him. Bebechinas ro'uni norim lechbo. This concept of the youth got running to hide from the elder one. This concept of chelke hakovid, what does this refer to? Give me one word for that within a person. The person's blank.
Nefesh.
The person's nefesh. where are the nefoshos carved out from? The kisei hakovod. In other words, you have to remember that word. Each person has an echelek alakamimal, which is carved out from the kisei hakovod. That's the bechina of the chelkei hakovod within the person, the particle of the shechina within him, the part of the melech. Which melech? The part of Hashem, the melech of the world that is contained within me. That's my chelkei hakovod.
Can this be related to the number of tamidim a person has?
One second. Avol im ein godel kol kach. But if the person is not that great, he is not as great as the sum total of all the chelkei hakovod of all those who are against him. Yecholim lahapiloi al yedei hakesher. Then each one of these individuals, if they would have gone up against him, they could have lost by the kesher, by the hiskashrus, they can beat him. Afilu im kol echod mehem namoch mimenu. Even if each one on an individual basis is lower than him, they can still beat him. Rak shelayihu rishoyim. Except there is one exception. If these individuals actually fall into the category chas v'shalom of rishoyim, then even if their total adds up to more than him, there doesn't exist a total by them. Ki kesher rishoyim einay min aminyan. The Gemara says that kesher rishoyim is not counted at all whatsoever. The Gemara says cases halacha lamaisa in Sanhedrin. Where do you have this? It comes to being ma'aber the shana. In other words, making a year a leap year. If you get a group of people combined to do it, if they're rishoyim, zero, nothing. The Gemara says kesher rishoyim einay min aminyan. It's not counted at all as far as being considered a valid bezdin or anything. Zero. As the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, ki rishoyim ein lahem chelek b'kavoid, because rishoyim have no chelek whatsoever within the kavoid. Now note, which sphera is kavoid? Malchus, basically. That's what you would say, basically. In Torah Vov, in Likutei Moran, where does Rabbeinu Zal say the kavoid really is? Less kavoid b'loi chof, keser, correct? That the Ikra, because Malchus and Keser are one and the same in a sense. Ani is Malchus, Ayin is Keser. Keser is the sign of a melech, the crown. Rishoyim, Sifrei Kabbalah Brim, the word Rishoyim is Begematria Keser, showing that it's Zeh Le'umazeh. You are either Nichlal in the Kavoid of Kiddusha, which stems from Keser, or you're Nichlal Chas V'Shom in the opposite, which is the word Rishoyim. True, but you see their nefesh is zero. It's conceivable for a person to destroy the power of kavod within his nefesh. That's what he's saying here. It's not that he wasn't created with a nefesh. He deadened, he dulled the blade. There was a blade, a malchus, a shlita. He wiped out, he took away his own power. He diffused it. Rabbeinu Zal says, "Ki Rishoyim ain lahem chelek b'kavoid." Note why. In other words, Rabbeinu Zal makes a statement here. How can you really say it? The answer is because they are the antithesis of kavoid. Kavoid is keser. They're the exact opposite of keser. Avol im einoy rosha. But if a person is not in the gather of rosha, v'yesh lo chius mehanefesh. Not that he doesn't have a nefesh. V'yesh lo chius mehanefesh. He has chius from the nefesh. Yesh lei chelik b'kavoid. Then the person does have a chelik in the kavoid. V'yuchlu lahapil mi shechel kenalav al yedei hakesher kenal. And this group can knock down this one whom they're being chelik against through the conglomeration of their kavoid. V'al zeh hispalel Yaakov. This is what Yaakov Avinu davened so hard for. Shelo yazik machlekes Korach l'Moshe Rabbeinu olav hasholem. That the machlekes of Korach and his numbers, Korach came with big numbers, that those numbers should not do damage against the one whom they were opposing, chas v'shalom. V'omar, what did Yaakov Avinu say by Shimon and Levi? He said, b'keholom al teichad kevoidi. In their kohol, when they unite to become a kohol, a community, a group, al teichad kevoidi, don't let my kevoid be within that group. Hainu shelo yisyached v'yiskasher chelkei hakovoid shelohem shiesh l'chol echad mehem. Yaakov Avinu was davening that I know that each one of these has a bechina of kovoid because he's a yid. He's a part of the shechina. He's part of these 600,000 Jews, tofresh elef, which is Tuf Reish Aleph, which is the Mili of the word Shechina. Each one of these has a chelik in the Shechina, the Malchus, the Kavoid. He davened that their Kavoid should not be permitted to hook up together to form a group. We're not talking about silly kids here. These were very chosh of a mention. Each one had tremendous kavod. Roshe Sanhedrois. He was davening that their kavod should not be able to hook up together to be able to chas v'shalom defeat the single unit called Moshe Rabbeinu. And if their chalkei kavod will not combine, then certainly Moshe Rabbeinu would be able to stand up against them to cause them to have an afila, because he was certainly the bechina of kavod b'shleimus. Rabbi Nezal says now, umashya omar kavodi. So the question is, why didn't Yaakov Avinu say b'koholom al teichad kavod? In their gathering, let kavod not be able to be nisyached, hook up together. Why do you say, al teichad kavodi, my kavod? How does Yaakov have a shaychus to kavod? The answer is, ki Yaakov hu bechinas ha-kavod. Yaakov Avinu is an Indian of kavod. Ki hu bechinas ha-nefesh. Yaakov Avinu is the term nefesh. The term nefesh is used about Yaakov Avinu, which means kavod. Right. If you recall, we once mentioned Rabbi Zal said about nefesh, kavod is malchus, we said, right? Malchus is elikim. Elikim malki mikedem. Malchus is the hey of Hashem's name, hey. Five times elikim is begimachia nefesh. We said about the kaisel. The kaisel is called tail chaf vav. Tail is, it's nefesh chaf vav kaviyochel. The kaisel, that's the nefesh kaviyochel of chaf vav. That's the ikar mokoim of the kavod of Hashem, which is the Shechina. Another word for that is the Shechina of Hashem. Leizoz Shechina mi kaisel hamaravi. Why kaisel? There's a chashivus, just like there's a chashivus to the ma'arav, Rochel Mavakal Boneho. The word kaisel is kaviyochel nefesh chavav.
Which word, tail is a nefesh?
Tof lamed is bigamatria nefesh, which Rabbi Zal explained is five times the lekim. Okay, now Rabbi Zal says, ukshapilim eze odom, and when a person, chas v'shalom, is made to fall, when there is this kind of situation where there is a gang up, a group of people gang up against one individual and they cause him to have an afila, what item is there specifically that they have caused him to have an afila in? Ikar hanafilo shenayfeh l'taivas niyuf. The main item that the person has to watch out for is not to fall into taivas niyuf, chas v'shalom. Hashem Yatzileinu, may Hashem rescue us from this thing. Note, interestingly, by the whole machlekes of Moshe Rabbeinu, when the machlekes started really winding up, what was the main thing they were jabbering about? The Gemara says each one was accusing him of having had relations with his wife. The wives used to come, they ask him, shilas, this, that, and each one got a quirk in his head, chas v'shalom, that Moshe Rabbeinu chas v'shalom was guilty of committing a sin with them. Note why? Because they were looking at this, they were sizing up the situation. Hey, look at this, we're a group, we're against him. Our chelkei hakavod have combined and wiped out his kavod. What's the opposite of kavod? Ein busha ela b'makom arayin. Busha, the opposite of kavod is bizoyin. Busha. Bushes arayis, pigam abris, shvichas domim. The whole concept of domim referring to chas v'shalom dam bris, that Indian of chas v'shalom, that kind of pigam. Whereas the concept of a bris mila, that's the ikar heightening of the kavoy digdusha. That's the opposite of this. The opposite of this busha, the wrong kind of busha, that's the ikar kavod of kedusha, where the blood, that's the concept of shvichas damim aman Hashem. The highest level of tshuva, Rabbi Nezal says, is when a person has his blood spilled, bizyonis. What bigger bizyon is there when they get up in front of a shul and they say, Sonny, guess what? You're an orel, chas v'shalom. You're an orel. You're a tamei, chas v'shalom. We're going to have to spill your blood publicly, and that's going to be your highest form of tshuva. Your first act of tshuva. Tshuva is Shabbos. V'shachat Hashem lekecha. We're going to let 1 week go by, a Shabbos go by, a whole Shavua. On the eighth day, after you've had a Shabbos, a bechina of tshuva, this is going to be the tshuva on top of the tshuva. You're going to go through a Shabbos and a second Shabbos, A person who commits a sin, this is the whole concept of this busha, this bizayon, which is the highest form of tshuva that a person undergoes. That's tikkun abris mishlimus, to be able to accept bizayonis. How did Rabbeinu Zal become Rabbeinu Zal? How did Moshe Rabbeinu become Moshe Rabbeinu? Because they were able to weather these bizayonis. That's what purified and repurified and repurified what? The Yisoy, the Bris Kodesh, the purity of the Bris Kodesh is totally in dam, blood, Shfichas Damim. The more bizlinus that were hurled on them, the higher and higher with each shtika. Shtoik is a bechin of kavod, keser, shtika. Each time they kept quiet when somebody insulted them, that's how they heightened the kavod higher. The difference between kvad per Rabbeinu Zal brings, which is the pigama the malchus, when you can't speak, a mute is called kvad per chaf beis dalid. The opposite of that is kavod, where the vav, the yisoid, is bishleimus, that's when it becomes kavod. We should all be zeichet to tikkun abris b'shleimus. Person should know at a bris mila there are things to daven for. We're told that Elyonovi is the guest of honor there at a bris mila. Person has to know that Elyonovi is a shliach ne'amon. A person can ask him respectfully to be a shliach to Hashem, to be a shliach to Rabbeinu Zal, to be a shliach to Rebbe Zal. And I mentioned this to Davy Asulin at his bris. I want to say it very emphatically for tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem. I believe be'emuna shleima that if the Torah tells us that Elyonovi is present at a bris, certainly when it comes to a Talmud of a Rebbe, and the Talmud is making a bris, it would sound extremely ridiculous to say that Elyonovi would show up and the Rebbe wouldn't. That kind of concept. He wouldn't show up for a simcha, especially one of the highest simchas in a person's life, to achieve tikkun abris. This is the highest level of tikkun abris. The minute that orla is cut off, this person is a tzaddik. Literally, he has been zeichet to the highest level of tikkun abris that he can achieve at that time. We believe, be'emuna shleima, that there will be other guests there tomorrow. Each one of us should be zeichet to take advantage of it. Sometimes a person forgets. I was zeichet to be in Eretz Yisrael a few times with Rebbe Zal. I don't recall it, because I don't recall being able to watch his lips at the time. But in Eretz Yisrael, I could say honestly that I saw the Rosh Bayis of the world, Rabbi Yochayim at a bris, Rabbi Michal at a bris. You see their lips moving all the time. They're constantly davening. That's one of the highest ace rutzons possible. You try to do it concealed a little bit, not to make it obvious, but that's a time of tremendous ace rutzon. One of ours, a Jew, is going up on the Mizbeach and achieving the highest form of tikkun abris conceivable. It affects each person there. Just a second now. Rabbeinu Zal says, now, a comment and a note. Here he's talking about the kavod, this, that, and everything, this whole concept. Rabbeinu Zal says, kol hadvorim shedivrim al hatzadik emes, all the words which people speak against the tzadik emes, va'al anoshov, and against his mikuravim, heim toivois gedeilois ma'oid begashmi ubaruchmi, are extremely advantageous to them, physically and spiritually. Ukemoisha Isa Bemedrish, as is brought in the Medrish. Just a minute. Let me just finish two more lines. Ukemoisha Isa Bemedrish, as is brought in the Medrish Tanchuma. Al Pusuk Atem Nitzavim Hayoim. The Pusuk begins Atem Nitzavim Hayoim Kulchem Lufnei Hashem Alekechem. You, the Jews, stand erect before Hashem. The Medrash says, why are those words written right after Parshas Kisavoy? Right after Parshas Kisavoy, which has the whole, all the klalos, the curses against the Jews, after the Jews have been cursed to the floor, right afterwards it says, Atem Nitzavim. So the Medrash Tanchuma says, Leimar comes to teach you, Shekol HaKlalos, Hein Hein HaMeitzivan Eschem. What gives a person his stature? The klolos, the garbage that's heaped upon him, if he's zeicher to take it the right way, that's what gives him his whole tekuma, his whole success, his whole kavod. The kavod comes via the bizyonos, and Rabbeinu Zal says that that means, Rabbeinu Zal uses two terms. Huh? Yidoyim v'yishtoik. Exactly. Yidoyim v'yishtoik. Yidoyim b'peh v'yishtoik b'leiv. You have a person who's insulted and he says, haha, I'll fix him, I'll be quiet. That's not what Rav Benazal was talking about. He was talking about quiet mouth and quiet heart. Not that in your heart you want to kill him, but you're showing you're a superman that you can keep it in your heart. That's a goy chas v'shalom. Leisisna esachicha b'levavecha. You're going against a major, an unbelievably major law in the Torah. So it's baloney. We're not going to call you tzaddik for that. That you were so good you were able to keep the sinner in your heart. Veit Tzadik is the one who gets the sinner, it's not in his mouth and it's not in his heart. And that's the sinner of Atelachma Shtehen Yachto, the two Shechinas, the mouth, the peh, and the lev, Bina and Malchus. A person who does that, that's Hamtoka Sadinim. That's being Mamtek and Bina and Malchus, that's real Hamtoka Sadinim. We should be Zecha. To get whatever bizganis we're supposed to get, certainly not more. Hashem should save us from getting any extra. And whatever we get, we should be zecha to take it the right way. It should be advantageous to us. Not if you do it the wrong way, chas v'shalom, it brings you down, it brings you to pegama bris, chas v'shalom, brings a person to the worst things possible.
In other words, a person is insulted and he can't conceal it, that type of thing.
Right.
So it's better for him to let the person on the spot know that he was insulted rather than keep it in?
That I don't know. In other words, is it considered an accomplishment to keep quiet? First of all, you have the fact that the Gemara says, Ein Maratzin HaSadam Mishas Kasoy. Once you see it as tempers, no matter what, in other words, from a logical standpoint, whatever you're going to say isn't going to help. If you start yelling back, you would certainly say that that's not going to help. Once it's a yelling match, nobody wins, usually. Number two, even if you apologize at that time, the Torah says don't, because it's not going to help. Once there's chaos involved, you have to wait. You just have to wait. And that waiting, again, what are we talking about here? We're talking about kavod, keser, habola, taher, emor mayhamtein. There are times when you just have to wait. And not wait, haha, at least I get the pleasure that I know he's going to cook for 10 minutes, and then I'm going to go home and say I'm sorry. That waiting is with a feeling of busha, woe is to me, that I insulted a friend or whatever, I let him get angry at me to the point where the result is now I got to wait, knowing that he's cooking for 10 minutes, to let that whole heat die down, and then first approach him and apologize, you know, that kind of thing. Yeah.
Rabbi Nizal said in the beginning that the person himself is on a very high mile, it doesn't matter if they all get together.
The answer is because obviously that was a time of unbelievable sakana. Because it was kruei moed and shishim, you picture this was pretty much like as well matched a battle as possible. Factually, Moshe Rabbeinu was bigger. Why? Because Rabbeinu Zal says in a different turn on the Likutei Moharan. Rabbeinu Zal starts off Likutei Moharan Tanina by saying that when a person finds himself threatened, just a second, Rabbeinu Zal says that a person has to see to it. Each Jew is born to have a memshala, a rulership. And he's got to be careful because the malachim are jealous of the rulership that each and every Jew has. Rabbi Nelson says, what's the eitzah? To be able to have this memshala and not to get burned by their jealousy. The jealousy that malachim have. The eitzah is to be mekasha yourself with the neshamos of Bnei Yisrael. Why? Because the neshamos of Yisrael are, that's the bechina of ma'acheis pnei hakisei, Rabbi Nizal says. By attaching yourself to all the neshamos of the Jews, it's like you were grabbing onto the kisei hakavod of Hashem. Because what are the neshamos of the Jews? They're chokok mitachas kisei hakavod. So Rabbi Nizal says, but to go do that is quite a difficult job. How do I attach myself to all the neshamos of the Jews? Although the Arizal says, advice, Eitzah Tova, do it every single day before Shacharis, before Mincha, before Marav, before Hispeidus. Say the words, Harini Mekabul Olai Mitzvahs Eseh Shel V'yahavta L'Reicha Kamecha, and say it with Kavona. And the Arizal says, in that manner, you're sort of being Mekashi yourself with all the Neshamas of Kali. So that's this Bechina of Mech'achis Pnei Akisei. Which time in the world would the Malachim be more jealous of a Yid than at the time of Tefillah? Why? I hate to go into overtime. 2 minutes. Why? Why am Malachim jealous of the Yidden when it comes to tefillah? Because the Gemara says that the Malachim are lower than the Jews when it comes to tefillah. The Malachim, before they can mention Hashem's name in praise, they must precede it by three words. They must say, Kadosh, 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 Hashem Tzvakos, whereas the Jews are on a higher level. The Jews are allowed to say the name of Hashem after two words, Baruch Ato Hashem. The Gemara gives different examples, but we can mention it after two words. What are the different examples that are given? I don't know if I remember something. I'll start saying it. Whatever I don't remember, it's too bad. It's too bad that I have a bad memory. Rabbi Zalman's mentioned a chiddush on this. This is what we say right before the Kriya Shema. We say, L'chido Yislecho, Uli Achedcho, Uli Ahavo Eshemecho. We say, Uvono Vocharto Mikolam Veloshoin, V'keirav Tonu Malkeinu L'shimcha Hagodo El Selo B'yemes B'ahavo. You have brought us close to you. Those are the three cases that the Gemara brings where we're closer than the Malachim. When it comes to Uli Avo Shemecha, the Pasuk says, V'yahavto es Hashem alikecha. We say Hashem's name after two words. L'chayda islecha, I don't remember. Uli Achedcha, the Yichud of the Kavod of Hashem, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Alekeinu. That's called the Yichud. You know, the Yichud of Hashem Kaviyachal. I forget the other one. Those are the...
What you said before?
Could be. I have to check my notes. But Rabbi Zal mentioned, those are the three examples where we show that we're close. So at that time, when a person gets up to Davin, he's in tremendous danger that there are malachim who are standing by, as Rabbi Zal mentioned many times in Zohar Kaddish, they're standing by with razors. They're ready to slice it to ribbons, to slice your tefillah to ribbons, if it's not tefillah but tzibur, or etc., etc. What's the eitzah? Ma'achis p'nakisa. How do you turn your hispeidus into tefillah but tzibur? That's one way of doing it. That's the Arizal's suggestion. Rabbein Ezal made a second suggestion. Rabbein Ezal said, you want a little shortcut. Rabbein Ezal says, how do you do that? Rabbein Ezal says, the eitzah is attach yourself to the tzaddikim, to the mefursamim, and by doing that, you're automatically attaching yourself to all the neshamos of Bnei Yisrael, because they are kailel. A Rebbe is kailel within himself, the kavod of all of his talmidim, that kind of concept. And which was the best example of this? Which woman gave birth to 600,000 in one shot? Yocheved, the mother of Moshe. He, in him was nichlal, the kavod of all 600,000 neshamos of Bnei Yisrael. That's why he was the one who physically grabbed onto the kisei hakavod. He and the kisei hakavod were, in a sense, one bechina. The kisei hakavod is called Eim Kol Chai. Moshe Rabbeinu, the tzaddik emes, was a bechina of Eim Kol Chai. Rabbeinu Zal brings the tzaddik nurses the yidden with milk, with Torah, just like a mother nurses a child. That's this whole concept of being nekashi yourself to the tzaddikim. They are this shayrish neshamas Yisrael. That's why Rabbeinu Zal, on the first story in Sipurim Isis, he talks, who went searching for the bas melech, the sheni lamalchus. Rabbi Yochai Mishlito always mentions that Anshei Shlomino said, why is it called sheni lamalchus? Sheni is the Rosh Hashanah's shayrish neshamas Yisrael. Rabbeinu Zal refers to the tzaddik emes as the shayrish neshamas Yisrael. What's that sheni lamalchus? Malchus is kisei, the kisei David avdecho mehir l'asech atochin. He is the shayrish neshamas Yisrael lamelech, to the malchus. He was Moshe Rabbeinu who was ma'achis, he grabbed the kisei. That's the sheni. You never heard of that? That's, I'm saying, picture what a chiddush that is. You know that, and now you hear that word sheni l'malach, and it tastes so good. Till then, it was nice, but shayrish nishon si strong. That's, Baruch Hashem. We want to put on tape a mazel tov to Rabbi Jeff Siegel, who's going to have the zechiya mi'etz Hashem tomorrow, the bris milah for his second son, Kanayna Horai Ken Yerbo.
Thank you.
The answer is that you recall he once gave a share by the Shiloh Kodesh. But there were different categories. Doson va'aviro, the only ones about whom the word Rishon is used. The Shalach Rishon defines that. He says, you look, it's split out into three categories here. Korach, Doson va'aviro, These were burned,
right.
These were swallowed up by the ground, other ones escaped. Ubnei Korach learned this. Remember, once had a whole long shiur. The answer is there were those there who were not the shiur. The first look. They died at Al Kiddush Hashem Kaviyachol. They died a Musa of Eish, like a Bechina of Nadav Aviyu, the Korvosam of Hashem. They tried for too much. They were trying for too much.